Transcript 8.2. You will hear an interview with Zadie Mack, a comedian who has just toured America. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at the task.
Zadie, I caught a show on your last tour and it was absolutely hilarious. Was it fun to do?
Very nice of you. And yes, it was wonderful to be on tour again. Well, the recent TV work I've been doing has been a great challenge. It's also pretty tedious at times. It's hard to beat the buzz you get from standing in front of an audience doing your thing. It does wear me out though, so I wouldn't do it all year round. Even though I could probably make a good living that way. Sitcoms and sketch shows help pay the bills while I'm having a break.
Comedy's an unusual career choice.
Yeah, I guess, but it was always my ambition. My parents were happy, jolly people, though not particularly funny. Sorry, folks. My dear old granddaddy, though, we shared the same mischievous sense of humour. He used to be an entertainer in a variety act, which seemed like a dream job to me. Mum and Dad, bless them, did their best to encourage me to follow a more conventional path, but without success. My teachers used to describe me as a bit of a comedian in my school reports, which upset them no end.
I bet you were a handful at school.
Oh, yes. I was always the one messing about, trying to make the class laugh. Luckily, I had a good relationship with most of my teachers. I was a sunny kid who cheered everyone up, so they were prepared to forgive my less than brilliant grades. They rarely laughed themselves, though, probably because my jokes tended to be quite silly. I'm sure my success was something of a surprise to them.
But you had to work hard, didn't you?
Sure did. Getting started in comedy certainly ain't easy. Of course, I knew there'd be negative reviews, insults from the audience. That's all part of the job. However, I was disappointed to find out just how competitive other comedians were, as I'd been keen to share jokes and ideas. Still, I did as many gigs as possible and developed my act that way. I've always been energetic, so I didn't mind putting in the hours.
Where do you find your ideas for jokes?
Everywhere. The things I've heard people say in cafes or on buses, it really fires my imagination. I always see the funny side of things, even when maybe I shouldn't. For instance, I frequently laugh out loud when I read the papers, which might seem strange to anyone watching. I tend to avoid making jokes about the news in my act, though. I've seen other comedians do that much better. I watch a lot of stand-up, not so much for inspiration as entertainment. There are a lot of funny people out there.
You seem to be making quite a name for yourself now.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? There are still a few empty seats at shows, but things are on the up. I'm already thinking of updating my wardrobe, maybe getting some dark glasses for disguise. The first time someone came up to me in the street, I was like, wow, I've really made it. Unfortunately, what they actually said was, Zadie, your show was rubbish. And a few things I can't repeat on air. But they got my name right. I was so proud.
Do you often do that? Tell jokes at your own expense?
Oh, sure. You should never take yourself too seriously. That's essential for a comedian. Trying to make everyone like you is a waste of time. Some will and some won't, and that's that. Stay true to yourself and don't pretend to be something you're not. Anyway, setting out to be strange or unique rarely works the way you want it to. You want people to laugh with you, not at you.
Thanks for the tip. And thank you, Zadie, for coming in to speak to us today.